Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But somebody I know was able to watch the Royals game on television yesterday. It is Josh Vern. You're joining us in studio today. Vern, how much of yesterday do you think they can replicate? Because I understand it's not football. It's a one-game sample size. We're not here to overreact about Brad Keller. But you and I have this conversation enough over the course of the last 3 months where I kept saying is, this is a new Royals philosophy about getting on base and on base percentage. For them to get 8 walks in the first game of the season, that's not what the Royals have done since you've been here. Hell, since I've been here.
Yeah, because they haven't had a player like Carlos Santana who brought in nearly half of those walks. How much of yesterday is sustainable? I think the quality defense that you saw up the middle is sustainable. I think the plate appearances from Carlos Santana, from Whit Merrifield, from Andrew Benintendi, those are sustainable. The power from Jorge Soler, as long as he's on the field, that is sustainable. The bullpen. And the bullpen being deep. I mean, 6-7 deep. I think that's sustainable all season. But what Michael A. Taylor and Nicky Lopez did yesterday, their baseball reference page at the back of the baseball card says that isn't going to be the norm. I hope it is, but I'm certainly not going to. 14 runs, that's not going to be sustainable in my opinion. Outslugging the opponent, I don't think that is going to be sustainable. And Brad Keller, man, I throw that one out. He's done enough over the past 3 years that I can give him a mulligan on that rough inning in the third.
It's funny you say that about the back of the baseball card, because typically you don't really see the kind of glove a player has, the kind of defensive player that he was. And yesterday, seeing Michael A. Taylor, for people who hadn't got the opportunity, it was like, oh, I get it. Like, I could understand why Dayton is willing to sacrifice, 20 percentage points with the bat if that's the kind of defensive player he can be, because in that large outfield, as you know, you need somebody who has that kind of glove, somebody who has that kind of arm.
Glove, you know what they stands for? Arm. How about that arm yesterday, Vern?
Yeah, a pair of 96-mile-per-hour seeds to the dish and some great defensive plays from Salvador Perez behind the plate as well. And look, defense starts up the middle, catcher, second base, shortstop, and center field. And of those four positions, I think you can get by with two of them being the kind of players that you say before the game, hey, man, anything you do offensively is a bonus. Now, we need quality at-bats, but as far as production and putting up big numbers and driving in runs and scoring runs, that's all a bonus. What we want you to do is to make every single routine play and occasionally make the spectacular play. Michael A. Taylor can do that in center field. Adalberto Mondesi, when and if he returns, I think he can do that at shortstop. And right now, when you look at this defensive setup, Nicky Lopez and Michael A. Taylor, the both of them, anything offensively is a bonus. All I want you to do is play sound defense and make the occasional spectacular play. Salvi and Whit Merrifield can hold it down offensively for that defense up the middle. Center field and shortstop right now, it's defense first, and anything offensively is a bonus.
Vern, of those new dudes that we got a chance to see yesterday, was it Michael A. Taylor or somebody else that impressed you the most?
Yeah. Michael A. Taylor, I mean, 3 hits, a home run, the 2 throws that you mentioned.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Andrew Benintendi was solid. Carlos Santana was on base 5 times. The entire performance was impressive top to bottom. But yeah, if I was going to bet on the performance of all of the new faces we saw in the lineup. The one I would have been the most leery would have been Michael A. Taylor, and he showed out yesterday.
You're really synonymous with the Royals World Series teams back in 14 and 15, obviously, when you were doing this gig. What was it like seeing Wade Davis on the hill closing out a game again yesterday?
It was nice. It was nice to see Wade Davis. It was unfortunate that he had to come into the game, that Greg Holland was unable to finish it off. But again, that's a reflection of this team being seven, maybe even eight deep in the bullpen. And, I always try to temper my enthusiasm or my expectations when it comes to bullpen arms, as they are a collection of failed starters. But, I think that's the hallmark of this team. I mean, even if Wade Davis is the guy that we saw yesterday hitting 94, 95 consistently, I still think he stacks up as the fifth best option that Mike Matheny has, and it's just an absolutely great problem to have.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us in studio. You always sort of theme the season before the start of it, and this was a big deal in 14 and 15. I think you understand it hasn't been a big deal of late because the team ain't really been that good. Right. Why did you choose the name for this season that you chose?
Because I think that's how I'm going to judge this season.
I think it's called like the fast forward or something.
The step forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it. That's how I'm going to judge this team. To me, it's not about competing for the postseason, because I've never thought that this was a postseason contender. I've always had 2022 circled, but whether it's Brady Singer, it's Daniel Lynch and Bobby Witt, it's Hunter Dozier or Jorge Soler, Adalberto Mondesi, Mike Matheny and this coaching staff, John Sherman and the ownership group. I think the way that I'm going to judge him is, do I have tangible evidence that you, the player, the coach, the front office personnel, you've taken a step forward this season and set yourself up for spring training 2022, where there should be no debate at what the goal is or what the expectation is. The expectation spring training 2022 is, if they don't make it to the playoffs, the season's going to be a disappointment.
A couple injury notes for people, and we'll get to Mondesi because that's obviously the biggest injury right now with the team. Dozier has a hand injury right now. Mm-hmm. It says day-to-day. We all know day-to-day can mean a bunch of different things. Are you worried about Dozier, at least
for
in the
sure.
next 7 to 10?
Yeah, just because, injury prone has become such a terrible thing for radio people to say, but you're prone to injury. You get injured a lot, and that's been the issue for Hunter Dozier. A right thumb injury is obviously a big deal for someone that is right-handed and someone that is going to be judged solely off of their offensive numbers.
I had a right thumb injury a few years ago playing fantasy football. It sucked.
So you know all
very,
about how
very,
it affects a big
too.
League third
yes,
baseman
exactly.
as well. Right. Yeah, I'm concerned about it, but we'll see. We'll see what I'm not expecting him in the lineup coming up, to be honest with you, tomorrow. I hope he is. I hope I'm wrong. But if you lose Hunter Dozier, all of a sudden this lineup that we all talked about being seven deep is now five deep, and that's the lineup we saw last year. That's a bad offense.
I was just going to ask you that. No Mondesi, and I know people have a bunch of different opinions on Mondesi, but he's a better hitter than Nicky Lopez. Like, let's not kid ourselves. No Hunter Dozier
and a better defender and a better base runner. He's just a better player.
No Hunter Dozier potentially in this lineup, and I still think Dozier's probably more of 2019 than we saw of 2020. I'm willing to kind of throw that year out there. Yep. Can this lineup tread water for the next 14 days if they're not going to have those two bats in the lineup?
I've never really thought it was on the offense, to be honest, in April. To me, especially with an off day today, an off day on Tuesday, an off day on Friday next week, it's going to be darn near impossible. Maybe for anyone not named Whit Merrifield, just because the dude's a freak at the dish. It's going to be tough to get into a routine offensively. And big league hitters need that. Those everyday reps need to get into their routine, and I don't think it's going to be possible. So can the offense tread water? They should be able to, but to me it's Mike Minor, it's Brady Singer, it's Danny Duffy. Those are the guys that are going to dictate whether or not this team can tread water. But look, 4 or 5 runs a game over the next few weeks without Hunter Dozier, without Adalberto Mondesi, that could be difficult. You got a great bullpen. You got a solid rotation. Those are the guys that need to lead you to victory.
Do we just move past the Brad Keller thing and say everybody's got a bad start? Just happened to be opening day because my dumbass called him a true ace literally like 36 hours ago behind this microphone. So, yeah, he didn't look like that yesterday, Vern.
No, he didn't. But, again, baseball is about sample size, and the sample size says that Brad Keller's closer to what you called him than what he performed like yesterday. So I'm gonna look at what Brad Keller has shown us over the past 3 years, and it's certainly not what we saw yesterday. So, no, I'm not concerned about Brad Keller in the least.
Next couple of days, you got confidence in the starters going for the Royals?
I have more confidence in the Royals starters than I do in the Rangers starter, especially on Sunday, Brady Singer. I'm very high on Brady Singer. I think Sunday is a win. Tomorrow could be difficult. They're facing a right-hander who just came over to the major leagues from Japan. So, you know, those guys have a lot of junk. They can make hitters look silly, especially if there isn't much tape on them.
That's right. They always have early success.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not a ton of longevity with those guys, or at least, I mean, really, if you think about it, like there've been a couple.
There's not a lot of longevity with any pitcher.
True.
But no, I mean,
when those guys come over right away though, like nobody knows what to do for at least the first few starts.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how they perform tomorrow. Mike Minor, look, the edict is going to be simple for him after you got four outs from Brad Keller. Miner's got to give you five tomorrow. So that to me is the key. Miner, give me five. I don't care win or lose tomorrow. Brady Singer, that's a win day. Whenever Brady Singer's on the bump, I look at that as a Royals win day. So Sunday, I think, against Jordan Lyles, I think they walk away with the series.
That is my guy, our guy, Josh Vernier. He is our Royals insider joining us on the show. If you can't watch the Royals game, which a lot of you cannot watch the Royals game, you can always listen to it right here on 610 Sports Radio or the Odyssey.com app. How many people complained about the TV yesterday to you?
None. People know I don't want to hear it. People know I don't have answers, and I don't care to hear your complaints.
I don't have answers either, but they kept texting me all day long. Hey, Sean, how do I catch the game? I said,
I actually directed them to you.
610 Sports. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
I mean, you know, since I've become the, like, stream guy, like, hey, I can help you get... No, I'm not helping you stream the Royals game. Listen to... I'll help you stream the Royals game. 610sports.com. That's how I help you stream the game. That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us in studio. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you.